QEF chief's residence becomes political hub as government, opposition try to win his support. Key state offices said to be on table as both sides make offers. Islamabad, the residence of Maulana Fazlur Rahman, saw the most political activity on Sunday, even eclipsing the level of politicking going on at parliament, as both the government and the opposition attempted to win the support of the politically astute QEF chief. So considerable is his clout that events began unfolding at Parliament House in earnest only after his arrival on the premises. After a day filled with political meetings, the Maulana made his way to a meeting of the special committee, chaired by PPP's Syed Khurshid Shah, that was formed a few days ago to deliberate over the issue of the constitutional amendments being proposed. PPP leader Khurshid Shah chairs a meeting of the special committee, comprising both government and opposition members, on Sunday. National Assembly of Pakistan. While there was no official word on what transpired during the committee meeting, which was underway at the time of going to press, brief remarks by QEF's Kafu Haider I hinted at what the party's stance might be. Speaking to reporters on Sunday night, he said the party would participate in the National Assembly session scheduled to be held later in the night, but would not support any amendment as the draft had not been shared with their party. Our point of view is clear, we cannot make any decision about the constitutional amendment as the draft has not been shared with us. How can we make a decision without even reading it? Maulana Haidari said. But responding to the statement, Barrister Akil Malik, who is the federal government's spokesperson on legal affairs, said that the law minister had briefed parliamentarians on the proposed amendments. Maybe the bill in its actual copy was not in Mr. Gofu's hand, but the law minister has briefed lawmakers on the proposed amendments, Barrister Akil clarified. Political goings on. After his meetings with the government and opposition representatives on Friday and Saturday, the Maulana began Sunday with a meeting with PPP leader Bilawal Bhutto Zardari. Then, around 3 p.m. after a QEF parliamentary party meeting at the residence of the party chief, QEF Sindh Secretary General Alama Rashid Sumru issued a statement that seemed to signal the party's willingness to listen to the government team. In the statement, Mr. Somro said that the QEF was in favor of establishing a separate constitutional court so the Supreme Court could focus on public issues and public interest cases. If it helps in clearing the pending cases before the Supreme Court at a fast pace and provides relief to the public, the number of judges in the apex court has to be increased, Alama Somro said. If there is any such legislation, QEF will have no hesitation to be part of it, the statement concluded. Subsequently, a government team comprising Deputy Prime Minister Ishak Dar, Law Minister Azam Nazir Tara, Interior Minister Mohsin Naqvi visited the QEF chief. Then the opposition delegation led by PTI Chairman Barrister Gohar Ali Khan visited the residence of Maulana Faz around 6 p.m. and even offered evening prayers led by the QEF chief. Offers on the table. Although there was no official word on what was discussed behind closed doors, insiders told Dawn that PTI had supposedly offered the Faz's son Asad Mahmood a seat in the National Assembly, encouraging him to join what the party terms its popular movement for restoration of true democracy in country. QEF sources indicated that two of Maulana's demands included governorship in KP province and a slot in parliament for his son Asad, apart from some space in the federal cabinet. The PPP has reportedly offered to have Asad elected as a senator from Sindh. Sources close to Balochistan lawmakers confided that Interior Minister Mohsin Naqvi has offered the QEF chief the slot of Balochistan chief minister in return for his support, as well as the possibility that Asad Mahmood could become an MPA from that province. The importance of winning over the Maulana can be gauged from the fact that Interior Minister Mohsin Naqvi was involved in the negotiation process on Sunday. He wasn't the only one, however, and former Senate Chairman Sadiq Sanjrani also appeared to the government in acting as a bridge. Then, later at night, Balochistan Chief Minister Sarfaraz Bughti and former Prime Minister Ranul Haqqar also appeared in Parliament House and joined a meeting between the Maulana and government representatives in Mr. Naqvi's chambers. Header image, a government team comprising Deputy Prime Minister Ishak Dar, Law Minister Azam Nazir Tara, Interior Minister Mohsin Naqvi meets with GEF Chief Maulana Fazlur Rahman at his residence on Sept. 15, 2024. GEF/X. Published in Dawn, September 16, 2024.